Before you get into this episode, I want to invite you to join me on May 1st for a free live workshop. It's called Feedback Fixer Upper, How to Reshape Poor Performance with Your Words. You can sign up at awesomeleader.com/monthly-workshop or go to awesomeleader.com and look for workshops. Again, this is May 1st. It's 9 in the morning Pacific, 12 Eastern. It's free. Join me, and I will now let you get to this episode of The Leadership Shot. As a leader, you spend a good amount of time talking, yet you likely spend, or you should spend, more time listening. And let's face it, being a good listener doesn't come naturally to many of us. We think, well, if I can physically hear, I have the ability to hear, then listening should be pretty darn easy. I hear people all the time. I listen to them all the time. Yet I bet you've been in situations where you've been passionately speaking and the person opposite you is there, but you get the sense they're not listening at all. So let's talk about how to become a better listener. Better listener, better leader. Hi, everyone. This is Lila Blingtown. Excited to have you here with me for another episode of The Leadership Shot. Listen up. It's time to become a better listener. That's what we're talking about today. Before I dive into some tips, I want to acknowledge that listening and hearing are often used interchangeably. Don't want to really get into semantics, yet I do want to talk about how they refer to distinct processes that are going on. Hearing is a passive, involuntary process. You're receiving sound waves, perceiving sound waves through your ears. And hearing involves the act of receiving sound vibrations and then transmitting them to the brain for processing. It happens automatically, even when you're not conscious about it and you don't really notice the sounds around you. It's a function that allows you to detect sounds in your environment like speech, music, or background noise. Listening is an active, voluntary process of making sense of the sounds that you hear and assigning meaning to them. It involves paying attention, processing, and interpreting what you hear to understand the speaker's message or the context of the sounds. And listening requires concentration, focus, and mental effort to comprehend and respond to what is being communicated. So it involves not only hearing the words spoken, but also understanding their implications, nuances, the underlying emotions, assigning context to them. Okay, no more about semantics there, yet I want you to consider if what you're doing at work sometimes in meetings or one-on-ones is just letting the content flow over you. You're just hearing versus listening. Now, what does good listening look like, feel like? Here are 8 ideas I hope inspire you to put your phone down, close browser windows, and turn to face someone so you can be a compassionate and active listener. Number 1, be present 100%. When you're truly listening, you're fully present, you're focused on the speaker, you give them your undivided attention, you set aside all distractions and tune into what they're saying. This is so easy for me to say, and I know it's hard to put in practice. But when you're present, you want to be there in your mind. This is your reason for being here right now to listen to this person. So that's 1, be present. 2, use empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings, thoughts, and perspectives of another person. You put yourself in somebody else's shoes. You recognize and acknowledge their emotions, and you respond with compassion and understanding. Empathy goes beyond simply sympathizing with somebody. It requires validating how the other person is feeling and showing genuine concern for their well-being. This is about connecting with others on an emotional level and demonstrating care and support. When you listen with empathy, you're really in the speaker's shoes. You hear and see the world through their eyes. 3rd idea for you, use reflective responses. Great leaders listen and offer reflective responses that demonstrate active listening and understanding. You paraphrase what the speaker said. You summarize their key points and you ask clarifying questions, and that really deepens the conversation, the discussion. So again, you, the listener, you're paraphrasing or summarizing what somebody has said. That shows you've not just heard it, listened it, but you've processed it, and then you're saying it back to them, what you've processed, and that you've understood and validated their words. So after the speaker's finished, you repeat back the key points or main ideas in your own words. That's reflective responses. Number four, fourth idea, ask thoughtful questions. Listening is also a conversation. Good listeners ask thoughtful questions, open-ended questions and statements that encourage further exploration, further dialogue. You want to dig deeper, seek clarification, and try and uncover things that wouldn't surface if you didn't ask people to share more ideas. Fifth idea, you want to validate and affirm. Again, listening is a conversation. You validate the speaker's feelings and experiences, and this gives them a sense that they have value and worth. It's about saying, I hear you, I understand, your feelings are valid. You don't necessarily need to say, I agree, but you can say things literally like, I hear you, I understand, I see this is how you feel. So things like that to vocally validate them. And then idea number six, don't do all the talking, use silence. That's a big part of listening. Sometimes the most powerful form of listening is being silent and allowing the person you're with to express themselves fully. Amazing listeners know when to hold back, creating that space for reflection with others. Seventh tip for you, listening is about following up and taking action. So a lot of the great parts of being a good listener happens after the conversation, because great listeners take action after conversations. If you're in a conversation with one of your direct reports and they ask you to do something, you're going to follow up on it. That's going to show that you've listened. Or if you can't do it, you're going to let them know you tried or what went wrong or why you can't do it. So you follow up on conversations with concrete actions or support. So not only did you listen, but as an action, you took the person's thoughts, their concerns, their questions, and you said, hey, this is serious. And if they asked you for something and you committed to it, you follow through. If you can't take action afterwards, even if it's not what people want, then don't even try to listen. Seriously, I want you to consider that again. If you can't take action afterwards, even if it's not what people want, like if I go back and I say, hey, I checked on this, I'm not able to give you a raise, whatever it is, don't even then put up the pretense of listening, okay? And the final tip, I want to touch on body language, because that plays a big role in being a great listener. So people who listen well, they communicate openness through their body language. And when I say open, I'm referring to nonverbal cues, gestures, how you use your body to communicate you're approachable. You use your body to signal, hey, I'm here, I'm interested, I'm willing to listen and connect with you. This is a huge topic, body language. I'm going to share just a few examples of what I feel are valid for you to think about in terms of listening, being a good listener. You're not going to cross your arms. Uncross your arms. That can be perceived as defensive or closed off. I worry less about leaders with crossed legs. I don't think you have to worry about that. Honestly, I just want you to focus on not crossing your arms. Also, when you cross your arms, you tend to also slouch. So I want you to, the next thing to think about is uncross your arms and develop a relaxed posture. You're not slouching or hunching over because then you give the impression you're disinterested or apathetic. You're relaxed, but also alert. Face the person. I know this sounds so obvious, but I see so many leaders who struggle with this. Oh my gosh, even in Zoom, they can't even face the camera. Orient your body, turn your body towards the speaker. Okay, you show that you see them and that you're there and interested. Your head and torso face the speaker. That shows, hey, I'm engaged, I'm attentive, I'm here. Next thing, maintain constant eye contact. When you listen, you do it with your eyes as well as your ears. You're looking at the other person and their eyes. You sustain eye contact with somebody. You convey, I'm here, I'm sincere, I respect you and your thoughts. Now, having very little eye contact or looking at somebody's forehead or chin instead of their eyes, that's the worst. That's really where you could break trust. And if you're uncomfortable in a conversation, and that's why you would say, that's why I'm not using my eye contact, Lila, that's your problem. Don't make your discomfort bigger by avoiding eye contact. And by the way, you can do this at Zoom. Look at the camera, look at the green dot. really feel like your face fills the screen, that you are setting yourself up to be as present as you can, even if you're working remotely and you're just always looking at people over Zoom. Smile and nod. That's another way you can use your body language to show that you're listening. Of course, there's a balance to this. Too much smiling can feel insincere, kind of pandering, and too much nodding just feels weird. Overall, I want you to have like a relaxed smile, subtle smile. Of course, I want you to change that if the topic of the conversation doesn't warrant that soft smile. Nodding, it really encourages somebody to continue speaking. It shows support. Then open hand gestures, palms facing up or out. That tells people you're open. It also conveys honesty. I want you to avoid closed or clenched fists and also just playing with pens or playing with something, fidgeting with something. And you can move your hands. You can communicate with your hands again in person or over video. Another tip for body language, I want you to mirror and match the other person. When somebody leans forward, if you're in a conference room or you're physically with them, you can also lean forward. When they get maybe more excited, you can also show more enthusiasm. Of course, you want to be authentic. Yet when you match the body language of someone else, when you consider their gestures and expressions and do similar ones, if it's aligned with your feelings and thoughts, you tell the person, hey, I'm here, I understand, and I empathize. I'm here with you. So those are some body language tips to help you be a better listener. Okay, so to wrap things up, you can be a better listener. Take some time and be present. That's the hardest part about being a listener, is actually carving out time where you're not looking at texts, you're not trying to answer Slacks, you're not trying to do several things at once. That's the number one thing. If you had to take one thing, just don't multitask. We're all bad at it. The research tells us again and again. That's going to make you a better listener. No multitasking. I hope that you've enjoyed listening, not just hearing this episode of The Leadership Shot. I'll talk to you again soon. Before you go, please hit subscribe or click to follow this podcast. This tells me that the content I'm sharing is helping you, your team, and your company. You'll also learn when the next episode drops. And if you'd like weekly emails from me with more tips on how to move your leadership towards awesome, visit awesomeleader.com/podcast. You'll receive notifications of free webinars and free resources. Also, if you want to learn how to bring the first and only online leadership program with lessons under 15 minutes to your teams, visit awesomeleader.com. You'll learn all about my online coaching and training programs. Thanks for listening to The Leadership Shot.